Good morning, everyone. I'll start presenting my working system, which is the potato virus Y pathosystem or PBY pathosystem. And the main components of this system are the potato crop itself, aphid vectors of virus that are pathogens or infect the potato crop, and the main, in this case, is potato virus Y or PBY. PBY belongs to the family Potiviridae and is a type member of the genus Potivirus, and is currently the most economically virus affecting potato production in the United States and in the Pacific Northwest mainly. Potato virus Y or PBY is transmitted in a non-persistent manner by more than 50 aphid species. Non-persistent transmission means that the aphid acquires the virus from the epidermal cells in the very short process that takes, so acquisition of the virus takes from few seconds to very few minutes, and can immediately transmit it to a host plant, again from few seconds to very few minutes. And due to this mode of transmission is that a potato colonizing aphid species and non-colonizing aphid species can transmit the virus. In Idaho, the two main or most important potato colonizing vectors in the potato system are the green pitch aphid Mysus persici and the potato aphid Microsiphon euphorbia. From now on, I'll refer to them as GPA for green pitch aphid and PA for the potato aphid. These two vectors are very efficient in transmitting PBY. However, in Idaho, there is a third species which is considered to be the most important species in the epidemiology of this virus, which is the bird cherry oat aphid, Rhopalosiphum paddi. Rhopalosiphum paddi is a cereal aphid, does not colonize potato. Its efficiency of transmission of PBY is lower than the previous two species. However, it's present in very large numbers in the during the field season, during the potato season, and these large numbers compensate for the lower efficiency in transmission of PBY. We've seen all these three components, the potato of the pathosystem, the potato, the aphid vectors, and the virus. We have to include here a fourth component of the system, which is hairy nightshade Solanum sarracoides, and I'll refer to it as HNS from now on. Hairy nightshade is important because it's one of the four most predominant with the species in potato systems, in potato plot crops. And it's a host for both the vectors and for the virus. And in previous studies in our lab, we have observed that when these three aphid vectors, green pitch aphid, potato aphid, and bird cherry oat aphid, acquire PBY from PBY-infected hairy nightshade plants, the transmission of PBY increases when the virus has been acquired from hairy nightshade plants than when the virus has been acquired from potato plants. So this is the percentage of infected potato plants. We observed this under greenhouse conditions, and we wanted to see if this was held under field conditions. So our question was to see if the presence of PBY-infected hairy nightshade in the fields could also affect the transmission of PBY by the green pitch aphid, the potato aphid, or the bird cherry oat aphid. For that, we conducted a complete block randomized experiment in under field conditions with 24 potato plots and with 8 treatments. And the difference between treatments was the source of virus inoculum that we placed in the field. We had 4 first treatments which had PBY-infected hairy nightshade in the middle of the plot as source of virus inoculum, and the difference between these 4 treatments was the aphid vector that we placed in each one of the treatments. It could be either green pitch aphid, potato aphid, or bird cherry oat aphid. We had a second set of treatments which had PBY-infected potato plants as source of virus inoculum. Again, the difference between these treatments was the aphid vector we placed in the treatments, and for each of the two groups, we have a control treatment with no aphids and no infection in the field. This is how an experimental plot would look like in the field. We had 21 potato plants in a plot. The middle plant of the plot was taken out and replaced by an inoculum source. Again, it could be PBY-infected hairy nightshade plants or PBY-infected potato plants. Each one of the 20 plants was tagged at the beginning of the experiment, and the number of aphids in them were counted, and also we took samples of each one of the of these plants previous to the placement of the treatments and tested them with ELISA to see what was if there was any infection in the field present already at that moment. So after placing the treatment in the middle of the plot, we released 20 aphids of, it could be green pitch aphid, potato aphid or bird cherry aphid, and we left them to distribute freely in the plot. We covered the plot with this wooden frame cage and covered with organza to secure that infection observed in the plot would be or would come from the inoculant source and no other aphids would affect the study. So we had a total of 20 plants per cage. Each treatment was replicated 3 times. We had a total of 60 plants per treatment. 3 weeks after we placed the treatments, the plants were sampled and a number of aphids were counted in each one of these plants. And we tested the plants with ELISA to observe the infection present in those plots. The experiment was conducted at the Kimberley Research and Extension Center during 3 consecutive years, 2006, 2008, and 2006, 7, and 8. I'll present the results for years. So during 2006, we have on the x-axis the percentage of potato plants infected in each of the treatments. In the y-axis. In the x-axis, we have the treatments. The group of green bars represent the treatments that had PBY-infected hairy nightshade as source of virus inoculum, and the brown bars represent the treatments that had potato infected with PBY as source of virus inoculum. We clearly see here that all the three aphid species, green pitch aphid, potato aphid, and bird cherry oat aphid, transmitted higher PBY to potato plants when the source of virus inoculum was a hairy nightshade plant than in the treatments when the source of virus inoculum was a potato plant. We observed some infection here in the two controls, and this comes from the initial infection already in the present in the field. During this year, we used generation 4 or G4 of potato, which means that some virus was already present in the seeds. For that reason, we changed for years 2007 and 2008 to a generation 2 to secure a cleaner seed. In year 2007, again, percentage of infected plants in the y-axis and the treatments in the x-axis. Here again, we observe that green pitch aphid, potato aphid, and bird cherry oat aphid transmitted more PBY to potato plants when they acquired the virus from a PBY-infected hairy nightshade plant than in the treatments with PBY-infected potato plants. And this difference between groups was significant. For year 2008, the pattern was a little bit different, but again, we observed higher transmission in the plots with PBY-infected hairy nightshade than in the plots with PBY-infected potato. When we look at the number of aphids, colonizing aphids that survived in this plot, we observe here that in the plots that had PBY-infected hairy nightshade, a source of virus inoculum, the number of green pitch aphid and potato aphid in all the 3 years was higher or very similar to the number of observed in potato plots. And from these experiments, we can conclude that green pitch aphid, potato aphid, and bird cherry aphid transmitted higher PBY from hairy nightshade plants than from potato plants. Green pitch aphid and potato aphid transmitted PBY at higher rates than the bird cherry oat aphid, which is consistent with the levels of efficiency of transmission of this virus for this species. So the presence of hairy nightshade infected with PBY in potato fields increases the transmission rates of potato virus Y. And the colonizing aphids, we observe more colonizing aphids in the treatments with hairy nightshade than in the treatments with potato. So we can infer from this that the control or management of PBY as source of virus inoculum in the field is pivotal to the management of the virus, and that's why in extension talks we recommend growers to try to reduce the presence of this weed in the field. With that, I would like to acknowledge my graduate committee members and everybody who helped me during the research, and I'm open to questions. Thank you. Yes.
Were the potatoes you put in your cages winged or wingless aphids?
The question is whether the aphids were winged or wingless. We put wingless aphids.
Other questions?
Well, I would like to add to that, if I have time, that there could be difference if we put winged aphids or among aphids, right? There is difference in transmission between aphids that are allied and wingless, so that could probably affect, or we could see something else. We haven't tested that yet, but the aphids we put in the field were wingless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.